Chapter 5.
What do you mean Rachel isn't here?
Sienna stared at the guard with narrowed eyes.
She lives somewhere else? What does that mean?
Princess Rachel is no longer here, ma'am,
the guard repeated as he returned the blonde princess's stare.
It's your highness. And where is she?
Sienna closed her eyes for a minute and took a deep breath, and I could tell she was trying to contain her frustration.
Listen, your highness,
the soldier muttered, and his tone was more than doubtful, like he didn't believe the blonde's royal status.
I don't really know anything about where the princess is.
Well, is there anyone else we can talk to? I stepped up next to my blonde wife. We were supposedly summoned by Princess Rachel because she needed our assistance, and we expected to find her here at her castle.
Okay, give me a minute,
the guard said as he adjusted his crooked helmet. His knuckles were white as he gripped his spear, and he walked over to the other guard. Then the two guards started to talk amongst themselves as they kept glancing over at us.
Well, I guess I'm just used to the royal treatment, which we are clearly not getting here in this kingdom,
Sienna muttered, and she rolled her eyes at me.
Just try to hang in there, I told the blonde, and Jessamine rubbed her on the shoulder.
I'm sure we can get this figured out.
Okay.
Sienna sighed, and she reached down to tightly squeeze my hand.
At least we're at a castle. There has to be someone we can talk to about this.
After a few moments, the original guard returned, stood in front of us, and sighed.
Well, you don't look like invaders, the man said with a shrug. Perhaps Sir Vincent'll have an audience with you. I can try to find him.
That would be wonderful, I suppose,
Sienna replied, and her lips spasmed like she was trying to force out a smile.
Whoever Sir Vincent is, can you tell me your name, please?
Me?
The guard asked, and he looked down at the ground for a minute.
I'm just Carl, but I think Sir Vincent will be able to better explain than I can, Your Highness. Please follow me.
We followed Carl through the gates and onto the castle grounds, and there were so few people around that it seemed eerie. I saw a few more guards wandering around from a distance and a couple servant women in full black dresses and white aprons. But compared to the other castles we'd visited, it was virtually deserted. A man in dirty peasant's clothing pulled a skinny horse across our path with a rope, and a wave of sadness washed over me because time seemed to be tough everywhere in Rachel's kingdom.
Why didn't my father mention she wouldn't be here?
Ariana hissed.
This seems so strange.
I don't know. I shook my head. I can't explain it either.
I'm going to take you to the dining hall, the guard explained as he paused and glanced over his shoulder. If Sir Vincent is available, I'll have him meet you there.
Okay, I suppose.
Sienna sighed deeply.
We could use a meal, I guess. And I could definitely use some ale. Cheer up, Sienna,
Jessamine said as she grabbed her sister wife's hand.
I know you're feeling a bit tense right now, but I'm sure everything will work out. Thanks, Jessamine.
The blonde flashed her dark-haired sister wife a grateful smile, and then she snickered.
I know I can get a bit overly regal at times, but they're just lucky I haven't told anyone to fuck off yet. I've been tempted several times in this kingdom.
We all appreciate your restraint, I chuckled as I teased Sienna. But seriously, you just got us onto the castle grounds and an audience with someone important, so great job. Carl turned and briefly raised an eyebrow at our words, but he continued to lead us toward the base of a white stone tower with a tall blue spire on top. When we reached a heavy wooden door, he pushed it open, and we all followed him inside. It was much cooler inside the large dark room than it had been in the sunshine, and it took my eyes a minute to adjust. When I could finally see again, I observed rows upon rows of heavy wooden tables, and all of them were empty. The room was totally abandoned other than us, and a chill ran down my spine for reasons I couldn't explain.
Here, just sit wherever you like, your highnesses, the guard mumbled. I'll have the cooks prepare something for you.
Carl rushed away, and we seated ourselves at the nearest table. I sat on a bench on one side, and my wives all sat opposite me. The room was lit by candles in a series of heavy iron sconces that were placed at equal intervals across the walls, and many of them were almost burned all the way down. I rested my head on my fist, and now that we'd finally gotten a chance to sit down after so long, I tried to fight off a wave of exhaustion.
Well, we made it, I said as I gazed at the princesses. We're here, but Rachel's not.
It's apparent they're having major problems, but the princess not living in her castle is just strange.
Sienna tilted her head in thought and narrowed her eyes.
I hope we get to meet with Sir... whatever the god said. Sir Vincent,
Jessamine chimed in.
Although, we don't even know who that is.
I'm so puzzled,
Ariana said, and she furrowed her red eyebrows.
My father said it was urgent, and clearly it is if children are in trouble. But I wonder how he connected with Rachel in the first place. He works in mysterious ways, though, and I've never quite understood him.
Yeah, this is definitely one puzzle we're going to have to figure out on our own, I replied, and I laid my head down on my arms for a moment. God, I'm so tired.
Me too,
Jessamine admitted.
I hope they bring us something to eat soon. Do you think we could spend the night here?
Well, I'm not hiking back to that barn, I laughed. I'm sure they have a lot of room.
Right.
Sienna nodded.
I know no one recognizes us as royalty here, but surely they'll help some wayward travelers. I know I would anyway. So I still have this from last night.
Jessamine giggled as she pulled out the large bottle of liquor we'd gotten from the tavern.
Anyone else want this besides me?
Yes, please,
Ariana replied with a firm nod.
Pass it over here. I don't even need a glass.
I'm next, I told my wives. Just pass the bottle around. I think we all deserve a tiny break. A maid suddenly popped up next to us with a tray of food, and she slid it onto the table before she slipped away in silence. The palace staff had been kind enough to provide us with 4 flagons of ale, and I immediately picked up a cup and took a sip.
I suppose we can save the other bottle for later, since we have ale now.
The black-haired princess slipped the bottle of liquor back into her pack, and then she clapped her hands.
What's on those serving platters?
Some kind of meat, I replied, and I poked it with a large fork. Plus potatoes and bread, and well, that's pretty much all I see.
Here, I'll serve us.
Ariana stood up in her seat, passed around plates, and started dishing out food, and I took a sip. Thanks, Ariana, I told the mermaid as I flashed her a grateful smile. Let's all just try to take a deep breath and relax for a few minutes. It's clear this isn't going to be a simple process. Whatever is actually going on, so we might as well try to chill out.
Always with the chilling out, Joe.
Sienna laughed.
But you're right. We don't seem to be getting anywhere quickly around here.
So I cut into my meat and took a bite with a tarnished fork. It tasted gamey, and I thought it might have been venison. In any case, it was fairly stringy, and I had to chew a lot and swallow hard to get it down my throat. I saw the princesses were having similar trouble, and we lifted our mugs of ale almost in unison to try to wash the food down. Suddenly, Carl appeared again at our side. So Sir Vincent isn't available tonight, the soldier informed us, and he cleared his throat and adjusted his helmet. All right, well, listen, we could really use a place to stay, I told the man, and I looked up at him with a friendly smile. Is there any chance we could spend the night here so we can have an audience with Sir Vincent tomorrow? I guess it isn't really protocol, but well, we don't get a lot of visitors anymore anyway, so I'm not really sure what to do, the guard said, as he bit his lip and looked up at the ceiling. This isn't really my job. I'm not sure who makes these kind of decisions around here anymore.
It would be so helpful,
Jessamine replied, and she twirled a strand of her long black hair around her finger and gazed up at Carl with huge dark brown eyes. Yeah, okay. The guard blushed and looked down for a moment, and I could tell princesses hadn't flirted with him a lot. I supposed I was pretty lucky in that regard.
So, can we count on you to find somewhere for us to stay?
Sienna looked up at Carl with dark-lashed azure eyes as wide as saucers, and I could tell he couldn't resist anymore. Yeah, I will. The soldier nodded and finally seemed to give in. Just let me talk to some people, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
Thank you,
the princesses all said in a chorus, and the guard saluted before he rushed away from the table. Nice work, ladies, I chuckled as I swallowed a bite of tasteless potatoes. It's good to have you around sometimes. The meal had been fairly mediocre, but the dark brown bread was warm and fresh. So I put a little bit of butter on another slice, took a bite, and pushed my plate away. Then I cradled my ale in my hands for a moment, and I took another large sip.
Sometimes?
Sienna laughed, and then she kicked me lightly under the table.
I was going to tell you I loved you all the time, but never mind.
You know you do, I winked at her, and then I grinned at all my wives in turn. But it's nice to have women around who have both brains and beauty.
Fine, Joe. We'll forgive you.
Jessamine smiled at me, and then she exhaled deeply.
I know I'm feeling a little bit better. At least we'll have a place to spend the night, and then hopefully this Sir Vincent will be able to give us some answers in the morning.
Yes, that sounds good,
Ariana said with a nod, and then she blushed and began to giggle.
Last night was fun, but we didn't really get much sleep, did we?
No, we didn't. And my clothing has the stains to prove it. I teased my mermaid wife, whose cheeks were now flaming red. I'm ready to get even dirtier, though, if you're interested.
Joe, don't tease poor Ariana.
Sienna reached out and stroked her sister wife's hand.
Don't listen to him. He's just as much responsible for the mess as anyone.
Who says I'm joking? I replied with a shrug. You know all you have to do is... Suddenly, Carl appeared at the side of the table again, and I abruptly stopped my sex talk. Then we all looked up at him expectantly before he began to speak.
All right, I've found you some chambers, the man replied. Please, when you're ready, stand up and follow me.
You ready? I asked my wives. Should we see what they have for us?
Yes, I am.
Ariana smiled, stood up, and grabbed my hand. Sienna and Jessamine got up from their seats, too, and we followed the guard out of the dining hall and into a long stone hallway. It was lined with portraits, as many castle hallways seemed to be, and my curiosity was piqued when I saw a painting of a young, beautiful blonde. I tried to catch a glimpse of the name engraved on the frame, but we were walking too quickly.
I saw you looking at that picture, Joe.
Sienna laughed as she nudged me in the side. Hey, I was just wondering if that was Rachel, I replied as I put my palms up in a gesture of surrender. Just taking in all the information here. The guard was speeding down the hall, and our footsteps echoed around the dingy stone walls for the long corridor. A couple of suits of armor with red plumes on the helmets sat disassembled in a corner, and I wondered how long the castle had been in disarray like this. At the end of the passageway, Carl pushed open another heavy door, and I saw we were at the base of a spiraling wooden stairway. He practically jogged up the steps, and as we moved to follow him, I thought how I couldn't wait to take my boots off. When we reached a door a couple of flights up, the guard held it open for us, and we all walked through. Then he knocked on a door directly to our right, and when there was no reply, he produced a key and unlocked it.
I don't know why I knocked. Who the hell would be in here? He muttered. And then he turned to us. Okay, this is your room. Someone left a note for Sir Vincent, and I'm sure he'll try to find you in the morning. Have a good night.
Bye, dear.
Sienna replied as she batted her eyelashes and gave him a wave, and Carl blushed a vivid pink before he hurried away.
Sienna, you're terrible.
Jessamine poked her sister wife in the side.
That poor young man is going to pass out because of you. Sorry.
My blonde wife giggled. It was funny. I pulled her in by the waist in a possessive motion. But I do think you practically gave that poor kid a heart attack.
Well, should we take a look at the room?
Ariana suggested.
I'm curious to see what they have to offer us here. I suspect not much.
Yeah, I don't have high hopes for this ghost town, I agreed with the mermaid, and I pulled the door open for my wives. On the one hand, the chamber had a high ceiling and a huge, beautifully carved four-poster bed with a tasseled deep blue canopy hanging off the top. The rest of the furniture, which included several tables and overstuffed chairs in various shades of blue and green, was as ornate as the bed. On the other hand, though, every surface was coated in a thick layer of dust, and there were cobwebs in every corner of the 20-foot-high ceiling.
Wow,
Jessamine said, and then she sniffled.
It's both beautiful and let's try to open the windows,
Sienna suggested as she walked briskly over to a large set of arched casement windows with panels of stained glass that depicted bright blue flowers on a field of yellow. Then she turned a crank and pushed the panes open, and a fresh breeze immediately rushed into the room. Okay, so we have dust, I confirmed, and I looked around. What else do we have here? The walls were covered in threadbare tapestries that seemed to depict battles from long ago, and the huge blue and yellow rug was equally as worn.
I don't even think there's fresh bedding,
Sienna groaned as she shook out the blanket, and I saw large particles of dust floating through the air.
At least we're not going to be in a barn again,
Jessamine giggled.
Can I spread the magic carpet out over the bed here?
I'm not sure that would be much cleaner,
Ariana said, and she pursed her lips.
Jessamine, we've had luck transforming a room before. I'm feeling a little stronger the further away we've gotten from that awful forest. If you're feeling better, maybe we could make this room a little cleaner?
Ariana, that's a wonderful idea.
Jessamine bounced up and down and clapped her hands.
I feel stronger, too, now that you mention it. And it seems like it will be easier than when we removed all the water from the room when we were under the sea.
Yes, let's try it.
Ariana reached out her arms to me and Sienna.
The more power we have for this, the easier it should be. Let's all hold hands, and I'm sure we can do it.
So we all stood in a circle and held hands, and the blue sparks I saw when I connected with Jessamine, the gold sparks from Sienna, and the green sparks from Ariana, all flashed in front of my eyes. My palms tingled with energy as I looked down at the floor in concentration, and the first thing I noticed was the grimy floorboards appeared shiny with a brand new finish.
This looks wonderful,
Sienna marveled after a moment, and I followed her gaze around the room. The wooden furniture looked like it had just been polished, and the pale blue linens on the bed seemed clean and dust-free.
You two really made this room nice for us, and I'm grateful to not have to spend the night like that.
Well, on that note, I said as I ran over and hopped on the bed. Then I kicked off my boots, put my feet up, and stretched out.
Oh, this is the softest bed I've been on in a while. With no offense meant to the accommodations on the Lady Starlight.
Let me see.
Sienna climbed up next to me and snuggled down onto my chest.
I want to defend my bed, but it is just on a ship after all. I have to admit, this is pretty nice, Joe. Oh, don't leave us out.
Jessamine scrambled up and offered a hand to Ariana, and they both started to jump around on the squishy mattress and bounce me and Sienna up and down. How the hell do you still have so much energy? I groaned. And I gazed out the window in an attempt to figure out what time it was. I thought the meal we'd just eaten had been a late lunch, but golden beams from the setting sun had started to stream in through the stained glass, and squares of colorful light spread across the floor. I could see the sky had turned a rosy pink, too, and a wave of relaxation spread over me. Between the clean room, Sienna cuddled up against my body, and the softness of the bed, I could feel my eyes starting to close.
Wake up, Joe, and let's have some fun.
Jessamine bounced up and down in front of me, and a slow smile spread across my face.
Later, I mumbled. Can I take a nap for just, like, half an hour?
Okay, Joe, whatever you say,
Jessamine replied, and the last thing I remembered was her sitting down next to me before I drifted off. When I opened my eyes again, it was clear it had been way more than 30 minutes because it was nearly pitch black in the room. The heavy quilt had been pulled up over me, and I could tell the princesses were all asleep from their slow, even breathing. There was a chilly wind blowing into the chamber through the open window, and while I tried to snuggle under the blanket and go back to sleep, it was too cold for me to get comfortable. So I climbed over Sienna to the edge of the bed, hopped down, and shivered my way toward the window. I paused for a moment to look at the view, and while I wasn't sure how late it was, the kingdom was almost entirely dark. I could see a fire burning in the castle's courtyard, but it appeared to be almost down to embers. The moon provided a slight glow in the sky, but it was nearly covered by thick gray clouds, and I thought that seemed slightly ominous. I quickly pulled the leaden panes shut and latched them, and then I hurried back to bed and climbed over Sienna again so I could lie down.
Joe, is everything okay?
My blonde wife mumbled, and I rubbed her on the back. All is well. You can go back to sleep, I whispered. See you in the morning.
Okay,
the blonde muttered, and then her body relaxed back into the mattress. I quickly fell back asleep too, and I was awoken to the sound of the princesses talking and laughing. I wiped my bleary eyes, hopped out of bed, and padded barefoot over to the table where they were sitting. Then I pulled up a heavy blue and gold brocade chair to the shiny wood and looked down at the table, which was covered in an impressive assortment of pastries on a shining silver platter. They included small fruit tarts with cherries, apples, and peaches, what appeared to be some version of croissants with chocolate inside, and something flaky and nutty that reminded me of baklava.
Good morning, Joe,
Jessamine chirped.
Look what I managed to do.
Nice, Jessamine, I complimented my dark-haired wife with a grin. Oh, this all looks incredible. I'm glad to see you've gotten your powers back, especially for breakfast. One of my favorite talents of Jessamine's was her ability to transform mediocre food into pretty much anything delicious we wanted, although we hadn't made use of that skill yet in this kingdom. So I grabbed a cherry tart from the table, took a bite of it, and moaned with satisfaction.
Good, right?
Sienna licked what looked like marmalade off her fingers.
I even found some dishes in a cabinet, and Jessamine and Ariana fixed them up for us. Is there anything else you want, Joe?
Jessamine asked, and then she took a huge bite of one of the chocolate treats. I think you all know what I'm going to say, I replied, and I raised an eyebrow at my wives. Can you guess?
Coffee!
The princesses all called out in unison. Yep, I guess I really am predictable. I grinned at Jessamine. So, can you do it?
Sure. We were just turning some of that terrible strong liquor into other drinks.
My dark-haired wife gestured down at the table, and I noticed there was what appeared to be orange juice in crystal tumblers.
It's not quite working like I planned. Well, you'll see.
Show him!
Ariana giggled and bounced up and down in her chair, and I looked over at her with a smile. You're excited today, Ariana, I commented. But yeah, show me. Jessamine focused on one of the glasses of juice, and before I knew it, the cup had transformed itself into a heavy mug filled with steaming dark liquid.
Go ahead, taste it.
My dark-haired wife encouraged me with a smirk, and I wondered what the princesses were up to. So I took a sip, and I almost choked on how alcoholic it tasted. Damn! Oh, what'd you put in here? I gulped, but it didn't stop me from taking another sip. This is more like an Irish coffee. Is your juice like this, too? Is that why you're all so cheerful?
We're always cheerful.
Ariana grinned at me, but her cheeks were flushed a light, tipsy pink.
Are we a little more cheerful than usual? Yes, I suppose it's possible. What's an Irish coffee, anyway?
It's coffee with whiskey in it, I explained. But seriously, did you make them like this on purpose?
No, I didn't exactly put alcohol into it.
Jessamine shrugged.
It's more like I couldn't get it all the way out of whatever that clear stuff is. It's just so strong.
Well, I don't mind. I leaned back in my chair, finished my tart, and took another sip of the strong coffee. We're supposed to have important business today, though.
Sir Vincent, that's right.
Sienna said with a nod.
I wonder if Carl is actually going to come back and find us, or if we're going to just have to wander around the castle.
It's pretty big, so I'm not sure how far that would get us.
Ariana laughed.
But Joe, have you looked outside yet? The weather is very different than it was yesterday.
What's up? I looked out the window and noticed a bleak gray sky, and it appeared a light snow had started to fall too. It wasn't sticking on the ground yet, but it definitely appeared colder than it had been yesterday. Shit, that sucks. Although, I suppose we don't even know what the day's going to bring yet.
I've never really even seen snow before,
Jessamine admitted as she smiled at the white flakes floating by the window.
It looks beautiful, though I'm not sure what it's going to mean for our travels.
I've never seen it either,
Ariana said with a shiver.
I'm experiencing all sorts of new things on this trip.
Just then, there was a knock at the chamber door.
Maybe that's Carl,
Sienna said, and she pushed out her chair to stand up and head over to the door of the room. The blonde pulled it open and spoke briefly to the person standing there, and then she swung the door closed again and walked back over to the table, where she stood and tapped her fingers on the surface.
Okay, that was him. He said Sir Vincent can see us whenever we're ready, so I suppose we should put our shoes on and pack up our belongings. Carl's going to wait for us in the corridor.
Sounds good, I replied, and stood up and raised my arms over my head in a giant stretch. I'm ready to figure out more about this Rachel mystery. Aren't you?
I definitely am,
Ariana replied, and she started to comb her fingers through her wavy scarlet hair.
I feel a little disheveled, so I hope they believe we're princesses.
The three of you look better on your worst days than most women look on their best days, I told my gorgeous wives with a big smile. In fact, I'm not even sure you have any worse days at all.
Oh, Joe.
Sienna laughed.
You're too kind. Jessamine, I don't want to trouble you to make more outfits for us, so we're just going to have to be as charming as possible. Charming is my specialty.
Jessamine replied as she winked at her sister-wife.
Let me just put my boots on, and I suppose my cloak, given the weather, and then we can go.
We threw everything back into our packs and put on our shoes, and I looked around the luxurious room for what was probably the last time. Well, I suppose this chamber was nice while it lasted, I sighed. Too bad we didn't get to, you know, break it in.
Too bad.
Ariana giggled, and she came over and kissed me on the cheek. I suspected the redhead was still just a little bit tipsy because she didn't even blush, but I didn't say anything. When we were all ready, Sienna pulled the door open again, and I nodded to Carl, who was actually blushing. Different people in Fairyland had different reactions to our unconventional marriage, and I wasn't sure what the guard thought about three women and one man spending the night together. Not that it mattered in the slightest.
So, if you're ready, I'll take you down to Sir Vincent's chambers now, Carl told us with a shrug, and he began walking down the corridor in the opposite direction of the stairs we'd climbed the night before.
Then he pulled open a door and led us out onto an outdoor walkway, and I immediately shivered in the frosty air. The tiny snowflakes landed on the princess's hoods and immediately melted, and I was glad they had something to cover their heads. We followed the soldier down a flight of stone steps that curved around the tower we were in, and I noticed the grounds appeared even more deserted than they had the night before. I supposed it wasn't strange so few people were around if the princess was gone, but it gave everything a desolate air. Carl led us across the courtyard, and I was relieved when he pushed open another wooden door and led us to an inside corridor where the floor was covered with tattered, faded rugs, and the paintings on the wall were hanging askew. We walked for several yards before he pointed to a door on the left side of the hall.
Are we here?
Sienna asked the guard.
Is this where we meet with Sir Vincent?
Yeah, this is it.
Carl rubbed the back of his neck awkwardly, and then he blushed again.
Just let me know if there's anything else I can do for you, Your Highness.
I watched as the soldier hurried back down the hall, and then I poked Sienna in the ribs. I think someone has a little crush on you, I teased my blonde wife.
Who could blame him?
Sienna asked as she lifted her nose up into the air, but then she winked at me and grinned.
He's no Joe, that's for sure. No, he's definitely not.
Jessamine agreed and grabbed my arm.
I don't know why I feel nervous all of a sudden about talking to this man. Let's just get it over with.
Sounds good to me, I said with a nod, and then I rapped on the arched paneled door. We waited for a few long moments before the door was pulled open by a short, heavy-set man with thick black hair and a mustache to match.
Come in, the man sighed. I'm Vincent, and I heard you wanted to speak to me. Who are you exactly?
I'm Joe, and these are the princesses Ariana, Jessamine, and Sienna, I replied, as I followed him into the room. We're looking for Princess Rachel. We've heard about some of the troubles you're having in your kingdom, and we were summoned to assist her, but we haven't been able to find her yet. Can you help us?
I've heard of you,
Sir Vincent sighed again, and I thought he didn't seem very happy to see us, or he was very weary at the least.
Come sit down, and I'll explain more.
The mustached man gestured toward four chairs opposite a large carved wooden desk, polished to such a shiny finish that I could see my face in it. The room was lit by a roaring fire in a huge stone fireplace, and I was grateful for the warmth. The room was also decorated in a warm orange color scheme, with heavy, tasseled curtains covering the large windows. Thank you for meeting with us, Sir Vincent, I told the man as I took a seat in an embroidered chair.
Yes, I was expecting you'd come at some point.
The black-haired man took out a cloth and began to polish an invisible spot on the surface of his desk.
If you want anything clean around here, you gotta do it yourself these days. Things are pretty desolate, as I'm sure you can tell.
Yes, we've noticed.
Sienna glanced around the room.
Although, your chambers are lovely.
Thank you. Though, like I said, I basically have to tidy them myself now.
Sir Vincent finally sat down opposite us, and he drummed his fingers on the desk.
So, Princess Sienna, like I said, I've been wondering if you'd ever arrive. I sent a communication a while back from my kingdom, and I'd hoped you'd received it.
Well, we got something from Rachel,
Sienna said as she leaned forward and narrowed her sapphire eyes at the man.
Are you saying...
Yes, it was actually me who sent it,
Sir Vincent replied, and he looked up at the ceiling and steepled his fingers. My intention was certainly not to deceive you, but I didn't think you'd come if the message was from just an advisor. And then I've spoken with King Liran more recently.
That's my father!
Ariana clasped her hands in her lap and looked at the mustached man.
He told me it was very important we come now, and I'm sorry the other princesses and Joe got waylaid in my kingdom for so long.
Well, ever since all this new activity from Chernabog, I know there are troubles everywhere,
Sir Vincent told us, and he flashed us a tight-lipped smile.
Just here, I've heard there have been sightings of possessed animals, and I'm not sure if you've heard about the children yet.
Oh, wait, back up a minute, I interrupted, and I leaned forward and made eye contact with the man. Why did you send the communication? Where is Rachel exactly?
Rachel is... Sir Vincent exhaled heavily. I don't want to speak ill of Her Royal Highness, and I hope you'll understand that isn't my intention. But she hasn't been around much these days. It seems she's taken more to... sequestering herself as of late. I don't want to say she's washed her hands of the kingdom, but I'm not even sure she knows about the new developments with the children.
But my father told us he'd spoken to her, and she knew about the possessions and the problems sailors were having with Eudora, the sea witch.
Ariana looked at the mustached man and scrunched up her face.
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
It's possible he spoke to her at some point, but when he last visited, I'm not sure he was able to find her,
Sir Vincent replied, and he looked around at us.
The more time that goes by, the less Princess Rachel seems interested in what's happening in the kingdom.
My wives and I all looked around at each other with furrowed eyebrows. If what the man was telling us was true, Rachel sounded very different from the other princesses I'd met so far. I couldn't understand why a ruler would give up on a kingdom in trouble, but I knew we still needed to find her if we were going to further fulfill the genie's prophecy and enhance our powers.
This all seems so odd.
Jessamine shook her head.
I just don't understand. Is there a way we can find her?
Well, that's one problem,
Sir Vincent sighed, and then he put his hand to his head as if he were in pain.
No one has been able to locate Princess Rachel recently. She likes to be alone, and although the kingdom isn't that large, she seems to have hidden herself very well.
Hidden herself? I frowned. What do you mean by that?
Let me start over for a moment, the black mustached man said. So recently, the troubles in our kingdom have gotten way worse. I don't know if you would have heard about what's going on with the children.
Actually, we have heard some rumors. At least to some extent,
Sienna interjected.
We heard they've been falling asleep, but I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Yes, well, I'll get to that in a moment,
Sir Vincent sighed, and he put his face into his hands for a second before he straightened up to look at us again.
My first point is, I don't even think Rachel knows about it. I've tried to get in touch with her to no avail because none of my messengers have been able to find her. I've heard rumors of a tower she might be in, but I honestly don't know where it is. I might be able to give you a general vicinity, but with the princess, who knows anymore?
So, what's going on with the children? I looked around at my wives because this story seemed to be getting stranger and stranger.
About a couple weeks ago, or maybe a little longer, it started before King Liran's visit. All the children in the kingdom wouldn't wake up one morning,
the man explained.
Messages started pouring into the castle about what was going on, and even though I'm in charge now by default, I didn't know what to do. No one has been able to wake the children up yet. So as you can see, things have gotten a lot worse since I sent you that initial communication. Well, now if you're out in the country, I've heard people are saying it's a punishment from the gods.
Yes, we've heard that,
Sienna said, and she leaned forward and placed her hands on the desk.
But I'm curious to know what you think it is.
You've heard of Chernabog, I assume?
Sir Vincent asked, and we all nodded.
Yes, well, if it's as I feared, he's making his presence known almost everywhere at this point. I believe the sleeping children have to do with one of his minions. I know you believe in witches because you mentioned Eudora. Well, I've heard there's a witch named Gertha. But this is all rumors at this point, I suppose. All I really know is we're in big trouble, and I need Princess Rachel at my side more than ever.
Well, we're going to find her. I stretched my hands out in front of me and put on a confident smile. That's why we're here, after all.
I don't know about that, the man chuckled. I certainly don't mean to be disparaging, but no one has been able to find her in quite a while. I suspect she's using some sort of enchantment to hide herself, but then again, I really have no idea.
We're experts at enchantments,
Ariana told Sir Vincent with raised eyebrows.
If anyone can find her, it's going to be us.
I know princesses are powerful, don't get me wrong, the mustached man shook his head. But there's no way you can accomplish what natives to this kingdom haven't even been able to do. I've poked around a bit myself, but nothing.
Listen, I laughed and flashed the man a smirk. This isn't the first time someone has told me I can't do something. Just wait and see. We're going to find Princess Rachel, and then we'll save your kingdom. That's a promise.